Now, Saudi Arabia and a coalition of regional allies have launched a military operation in neighboring Yemen.
The use of force is always the last resort, and it is with great reluctance that we took this step along with our partners in the GCC countries, as well as outside of the GCC countries. We have a coalition of over 10 countries that will participate in these operations to prevent Yemen from falling at the hands of the Houthis. As I mentioned,
the use of force is always... The Saudi ambassador to the U.S. made the announcement during a rare press conference in Washington. He also said that Riyadh had consultations with the U.S. before the beginning of the operation. Yemeni media says that warplanes have bombed the Sana'a International Airport and an airbase in the city. And several Yemenis are reportedly killed during the aerial attacks. The bombardment comes amid fresh gains by the country's Ansarillah fighters. Now we're joined out of Washington by Mr. Ali Al-Ahmed, director of the IJA. Mr. Ahmed, just exactly why does Saudi and its allies feel that they're justified in getting involved in Yemen's internal affairs?
Well, the Saudis always wanted Yemen to live under their thumb. They wanted to design Yemen the way they want. And when Yemenis decide to take their destiny in their own hand, the Saudi government decided that's not acceptable, and they brought other Gulf monarchies with them. They brought Pakistan and other and Jordan into the mix, thinking that they can change the Yemeni people's decision about their independence, about building a political system where they all can be recognized as legitimate players. And I think this is a huge Saudi miscalculation, because if you compare 2009, where the Saudi army was fighting a small Houthi rebel force that was also fighting another war with the Yemeni army, and the Saudi army was defeated easily. In fact, the Houthi rebels at the time took Saudi territories. Right now, the Saudis are fighting not the Houthi rebels, because now it's Ansarullah, it's a bigger movement, and they have also, in addition to that, the popular committees, plus the Yemeni army and air force. So the Saudis and their allies have a huge battle in their hand. They have entered the hornet's nest. In fact, that the founder of Saudi Arabia warned his children not to enter Yemen militarily, because this is going to start the end story of the Saudi monarchy. I believe that could be possible in the next few months or years because of this miscalculation.
Right, sir. And then we hear the pretext that Saudi Arabia and its allies want to prevent civil war from breaking out in Yemen. Yet, if you've noticed, how do you go about achieving that by starting an aerial bombing campaign?
What the Saudi reasons for and what the Saudi ambassador was saying was almost laughable. I thought it was an episode on a comedy show or something. The Saudi ambassador in Washington started speaking about legitimacy and a constitution and elections that the Saudi government supposedly trying to protect in Yemen, where Saudi Arabia doesn't have a constitution, no elections, and no legitimate form of government that people choose. The Saudis supported the overthrow of a clearly elected president of Egypt, and that was not a consideration. In fact, they are not out there to support the Yemeni people. This is very clear, and Yemenis must recognize it. The Saudi invasion of Yemen is an invasion. Is not for the interests of Yemen or of its people. It is really to prevent Yemen from becoming more independent from Saudi hegemony. And I think that's why this war will be long and might end in Riyadh.
So do you feel, sir, that we're about to see yet another proxy war spearheaded by the West play out in yet another Middle East state?
I think the U.S. Government reaction exposed a very naive and policy on Yemen. I have said this before, the United States has surrendered its foreign policy on Yemen to Saudi Arabia and other Gulf countries. They have adopted Saudi narrative. the White House spokesman said tonight is a joke, because he appears to have no clue who are the players in Yemen. And the U.S. here is losing a lot. They are participating in these attacks and this invasion through providing intelligence and satellite information to Saudi and other countries' air force. But at the end, the United States will lose influence in Yemen. The U.S. influence in Yemen is done because of this miscalculation. And the Saudis will end up being bogged. And I remind you, in 2009, against a smaller force, a force that was not trained, that was not even equipped sufficiently, they lost. Right now, the Yemeni side is a larger force, better equipped, well-disciplined force that has been able, it will be able to even to take Saudi territories. And I would not be surprised in the next few days to see Yemeni forces inside Saudi territories. They have Jizan next to them. It's just across the mountain. They'll be able to take it over.
Thank you for your input on the program, sir.
And then we'll
sir.
Have a reverse invasion.
Thank you much for your input there, sir. That's Mr. Ali Al-Ahmed, director of the IGA, joining us out of Washington. And now let's take a closer look at the situation on the ground in Yemen and see who is in control of what areas.
Houthis and their supporters, who are cooperating with loyalists of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh, have gained considerable ground over the past months. The Houthis have secured much of Yemen's west. They're now in control of the capital, Sana'a, where popular committees set up by various political factions are trying to run the affairs of the nation. Houthis are trying to push loyalists of fugitive former President Abd Rabbu Mansour Hadi and al-Qaeda militants out of the provinces of Jouf, Ma'rib, Taiz, Abyan and to complete their control of the western part of the country. Hadi loyalists are still in control of most of Yemen's east and the southern city of Aden, which is considered as a stronghold of Hadi's supporters. Meanwhile, al-Qaeda militants and their Ansar al-Sharia affiliates still have a strong footing despite efforts by the Houthis to restore security. The militants are in control of large parts of Jouf, Shabwa and Hadhramout. Yemen's pro-independence communist southern movement controls the bulk of the province of Lahij and some areas in central Shabwa.